Well, our next guest requires no introduction whatsoever, but I'm going to do one anyway. In 2013, Mary Sheffield was elected as the youngest city council member in Detroit history. And in 2022, her peers on city council voted Mary Sheffield as president of the council, also the youngest person in Detroit history to hold that vaunted position. So, Council President Mary Sheffield, thank you for joining Focus with Paul W. Smith today.
Thank you for having me, Sandy. Glad to be on.
Well, we're thrilled to have you. So, first of all, you have been such a pillar of the progress that Detroit has made over the last decade plus. Give us some of your personal favorites of what the positive things that have happened in Detroit that particularly you are proud of.
Well, I think about, 12 years ago when I took office and streetlights were out. We had basic city services were not working. Police response time was about an hour at that time. And, everyday quality of life issues in the neighborhoods were not being addressed. And fast forward to 12 years later, the lights are on. Our police and EMS response times have been addressed. Our crime is down. We have record investments in economic development projects. And we've seen a tremendous overall amount of growth. And so I'm just very proud of the tremendous amount of achievements we've made in collaboration with the mayor's office to really drive a true resurgence here in Detroit. But, of course, we know that there's more work to do. And I do believe that the neighborhoods will be at the forefront of what my administration will continue to elevate and to highlight as we move forward.
Well, I was just going to talk about the neighborhoods because, we've seen tremendous growth and progress in the central city. And we've seen tremendous growth and progress in some neighborhoods, but not all. So what, yes. What is your thoughts and plans as you go through this campaign for mayor to address the neighborhoods that are still lagging?
Yeah, so I think it just has to be a very strategic approach. What is very helpful is that we have our foundations, our corporate sector, who are all willing to step up and help contribute to a very strategic plan on how we can to continue to develop our neighborhoods. We have a strategic neighborhood fund that originally started with six or seven neighborhoods, and now they're ready to continue to expand that. And so my approach is really starting with some of our commercial corridors, trying to attract and incentivize more development within those thoroughfares that would then spur development around it. We also want to ensure that we're expanding and building more home ownership opportunities within our neighborhoods and taking vacant land and creating green spaces and parks and recreational activities in our neighborhood. So we will continue to be very strategic in our approach, but be very aggressive and intentional that as we are attracting and encouraging development in our city, we want to prioritize our neighborhoods first because we know that that is our greatest need at this time.
You mentioned home ownership, and I think that's such an important issue. One of the issues that Detroit has had and maybe still has, and you can correct me here, is the issue of being able to get the correct comps for other houses so the loans can be underwritten. Is that still as much of an issue as it was maybe 5-10 years ago?
Yeah, I still think it is an issue in Detroit, and that is why we tried to work with leaders like Gary Torgo and Huntington Bank who can provide gap funding and mortgage assistance. We have a national model in Detroit for a down payment assistance program that to date has helped 700 new first-time homeowners in our city. And so we want to create more paths to homeownerships, working with our banks and other private sectors to ensure that we are creating more opportunities for home ownership in Detroit. So very excited about the ability to expand the current program that we have, but to also build around some of the current barriers that are preventing our residents from becoming first-time home buyers as well.
One of the things that, the business community has been so pleased to watch is the positive and, confrontational, thank you, it's a big word.
Yeah.
I'm having trouble with my words today. Not a good day to be on radio. The relationship between the mayor's office and city council has been non-confrontational. You know, assuming you are successful in November, how do you intend to keep that kind of record going with your relationship with your former peers on city council?
Yeah, well, I think it gives me a huge advantage that I've already established those relationships now, right? I've worked with all of my colleagues over the last 4 years, some over the last 12 years as well, fostering a collaborative environment that has allowed council to be a partner in the growth of our city. And I think the success that we see in Detroit is because of that collaborative partnership. And as mayor, I know how important it is to build on that relationship, that my success is going to be also contingent upon my ability to work with the city council. And so we will ensure that we have respect, that I'm listening, and ensuring that council is centered in the decision-making process in a way that is mutual respect as we continue to move our city forward. So excited to continue to foster that collaborative environment, which we've already set the foundation for over the last 12 years.
I think one of the things that we should probably take the opportunity to remind our audience is that there is the debate tonight with your opponent in the November mm-hmm. election. Are you looking forward to that? You know, are those fun to prepare for? What's it like walking into a high stakes debate like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it's always a little pressure there, but overall exciting for me to always take the stage to defend my record and to connect with residents about my vision for Detroit. So I'm excited about this opportunity. I know there's only so much that you can get out within the time frame given. But I always am looking forward to the opportunity to talk about what we've done, but more importantly, where we can go here in the city of Detroit.
Well, Council President Sheffield, we just thank you for your continued commitment to public service. We wish you, you know, Godspeed on the campaign trail. We know it's kind of a silly time to be seeking public office, so we wish you well. And good luck tonight at the debate.
Thank you so much, Sandy. I appreciate you and looking forward to the continued partnership.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Have a great one.
Thank you, bye-bye. Madam President. All right, folks, we are about to wrap up, but we've got one more guest, a colleague of mine, and we'll be back with Dorian Gray in just a few minutes.